Pound.
You started recording?
I really never can believe it that it was so many days in my city that we were riding around and we were getting it. You'll never forgive me. Believe in me, I'ma go get it. Never could believe it. It was so many nights in my city that we were riding around and we were getting it. Just promise you'll never regret it. I believe in you, we can go get it.
Yo, you niggas, welcome to another episode of Uncut Knots Podcast. It's your boy V Phrase, you know what I'm saying? Hey, don't mean to sound mean, but I ain't taking no damn vaccine. I got my partner, we a little sharp today, but it's just two of us. We gonna still give y'all a good show.
Hey, it's your boy Vet. You need to stay focused. I give the energy back to you, just like Meliodas. It's a beautiful week, and I'ma keep coming in different ways.
Okay, Reese.
And it's all love here. Don't take that vaccine, baby.
Yeah, I'm not taking it. As y'all can see, that's what we getting off into is this vaccine. How you feel about it, bro? You taking the vaccine?
You had a conversation before, bro. People getting their feelings when they go to college and they learn how to be a doctor and things of those nature. Them white folks are teaching you what they want you to know. It's not things that, and as a, you know, and I'm not knocking anybody that's a doctor, black, whatever the case may be, but it's just understanding, like, you know, some of the vaccines make, you know, black people sterile. That's why they try them out on, you know, more of a different ethnic group, as, you know, Caucasian or whatever the case may be, first. So you got to pay attention to those things. It's not hating on anybody. It's just speaking facts, and which I don't understand, because, you know, we're all the same kind of human being, just different color. We're just more away from the sun, more closer to the sun. And that's really what it is to, you know, to make somebody sterile. Vaccines make people sterile and things of that. It doesn't make sense. Can kill you.
And like, it's the reason why them commercials come out.
I don't understand that.
Did you take the such and such pill or this, ate this 13 years ago? You might be due for some compensation.
Right.
Because of some medicine you didn't took that was supposed to make you feel better. That shit is BS. And come to find, what are you taking it? If they say you need to take, you got to take the COVID.
No. They have to, like, arrest me and tie me down to take it.
Take me to jail time?
What were they going to charge me with?
I mean, they said you might be punishable by jail time for not taking the vaccine. I'm going to jail.
I probably do. It'll probably be acquitted, but after they give it to you, like, okay, you can go back after you. I'm like, but then I'm just saying, why do... So I can't reproduce? I can't reproduce? Just because... What? Like, come on, fool.
I'm not taking the vaccine, especially now knowing, you know, doing my research and looking and seeing certain things. Come to find out, the ingredients that they put on the bottle is only like, what, 2% of the 23 pages of ingredients they got in one goddamn vaccine. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what needs that many ingredients to put in? Your body ain't taking all of it. It ain't like y'all got greens, carrots in there, you know what I'm saying, antioxidants. You got shit with these 15 letter word names that they got. It's like, bro, I can't allow y'all to put that in me. And then after researching with the y'all just look at that dude, Brother Reza, man, he be putting game on game. That man Stanley Plotkins was, I'm gonna put the video on me, it was on Instagram, but they was talking about all these vaccines that we took when we was younger, like the a bunch of different vaccines that we took as growing up as kids and as adults, all this type of stuff. and the stuff they be having. And the dude was reading off some of the ingredients and asking them, is it true? And the dude was like, yeah, that's true. They be putting dead fetuses from abortion, taking like pieces of the skin, the heart, the lungs, and chopping them up and putting them in these vaccines that people put in their body that they say is supposed to, nigga, heal you. But it's like, nigga. But then on the flip side, this dude Stanley Plotkins is one of the main people, main advocate for vaccines next to Bill Gates. And the dude turned around and asked him, was like, well, how many of these vaccines have you took? We said, and he's like, to be honest, if I had to say, it's like probably like one out of the many he named. And it's like, but we supposed to take it and you niggas not? I think it's not. You're not finna have me around here looking like Lil Durl and slapping at the mouth.
I got COVID, feeling good. Now I got the COVID. I got the COVID-20. COVID-20.
COVID-20. On top of knowing the history, like black people, they test on us.
Right, we're first. We're the guinea pigs.
I seen a news clip, bro. White lady was saying we don't have enough African Americans to come down to test them.
I'm like, oh, wait a minute, ma'am. Humans, right, that's what I'm saying. And our genetics are the foundation of human like DNA. So I was like, wait a minute. Got a shotgun. Thank you, ma'am. And then walked out. Cause why?
We got any Negroes to test it on?
Come on now. Like that's what I'm saying, and that's like Bill Gates done lost my. I fucked with Bill Gates on the computer stand, but like just him building from scratch. It's like, bro, I made it because he was a hippie at one point,
right?
Type shit, and now it's just like, bro, you're sounding ignorant. Like you sound dumb. You don't have answers for nothing, but you're funding billions of dollars to give vaccines, okay, but you can't give no kind of answer. Does it hurt when you take it? Your eyes come out your head, but it doesn't hurt. You know, it is.
You're finding a vaccine that you ain't took yet. Why is the people that's paying for it ain't took it yet?
Cause I get it. One? That's what I'm saying. You're on your private fucking island away from society. Yeah, take it, guys. I'm gonna stand over here. I got my submarine. Y'all go ahead above. You know, y'all can take it, and then when I come back up, maybe y'all healed. Like, come on now,
bro. Dead. It's already companies and already spent. Then already put bids in for America. Then already bought vaccines, pre-ordered vaccines for the U.S. from all types of companies that ain't been tested yet. This stuff is being rushed through in months, not years.
Right.
Not what it takes to really test it. This is months.
And different companies? Oh,
it's going to kill you. It's going to make you better. Nah. But you just told me to get rid of COVID to fight it. Just push your immune system. That's clean just your hands. Right. Exercise. Eat better.
That's it.
Now I need a whole vaccine.
Now I'm about to boost your spirits. Literally. Jesus. Right.
Like you took that COVID shit, man.
Yes.
So you have y'all not listen to history?
Hey, it's good. The guys gonna love it. Shit, welcome. More COVID.
The Tuskegee Airmen shit is real. The Tuskegee experiments is real, people. Any Negro shit, no Negro be in line. If I got whatever, just let me go out. I'm gonna go out on my own accord. If COVID is what it is, and COVID is what God wanted me to have, go out.
Bruh. That's just what it is. It's like, I feel like, more of the natural, because everything comes from a natural compound.
Right.
We're all Earth, like, it's just going to come from Earth. There's nothing different, you know, so. Yeah, it has its basic, its foundation. So, whether it be from fucking lava or fucking magnesium rock or something, like, bro, like, just why not? I don't get why we have to destroy other races or, you know, to make. I don't get it,
mass production.
But money's a basic
figment of your man.
It is figment of my man. Money don't grow on trees. It does. It grows from
makes it a lot.
It does. They cut down the trees to make the money. It grows on trees. Like, bro, it just doesn't make no fucking sense. And once we get out of that mentality, like, bro, if we go to Jupiter, money don't mean shit. We're like, what the fuck is this? Who is this? Who is this? Oh, it's on Earth. We don't know this nigga. Like, they're gonna look at you crazy.
Slap the ass.
Slap the fuck. Like, what is this? I don't want no fucking dollar. What is this?
I ain't worth shit.
Bro, outside of this fucking earth, nigga, the money doesn't mean anything.
I think the euro's $1.30. So $1. What is it, right? $1 over here ain't worth enough over there. You come over trying to spend your American money.
Right.
You don't have it.
So that's what I'm saying. Even different like continents have different value of money. So like just relax.
But if you come with that euro money and try to come to America with them, like, we need something.
Right. We lost that. And at one point we were like the highest. Our money was very important. You know what I'm saying? I remember being overseas and spending the American dollar. I'll spend. I mean, look. Oh, I didn't spend that much. Okay, cool. Now
we're highly we import everything.
Right.
So they're like, okay, we just make everything cheap and let these niggas buy from us. We'll be their plus.
That's what I'm saying. That's why. But now it's like, we're equal now. So you've just went that $1 to $1, my nigga. I'm just like, okay. So you know what I'm saying. But like, and we just watched, the comedian. Cat Williams. Damn, what the Cat Williams? He said Cali Muscle. But it's just saying, like, how we have a president, like what he said, saying, oh, just rub a little bleach on your skin. Oh, in your eyes. Go ahead and put some on your eyes. That helps.
That make you feel better.
That make you feel better. That make headaches go away. Like, come on, bro. And niggas is really dying. Like, niggas drunk. Come on. Y'all. We had to probably say this probably a couple of. Y'all motherfuckers done drunk fucking bleach. What is wrong? Like, what is the, like. Bro. I don't get it. Y'all, you know what? I'm sorry.
No vaccine. I'm not. Y'all be stupid enough if you want to. Tell them wifey to try it out for her. People that's got money invested. Because you're not finna. I'll take that jail time. I'll sit there. Let me meet you in it for. I'm not taking no goddamn vaccine. I don't even take the flu shot. Ain't had the flu. Huh?
What if they pay you?
Not enough. Because I don't know what that's going to do to my body on the inside. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
I got teach that, but I'm over.
Fool, you my instant combust.
You can't play duty right. My fingers. This I'm doing is I can't play.
Right, fool.
I got 10 minutes.
You might get the wrong phone call and explode.
You got the wrong finger.
Like, can't what is it?
Me no one, cause I'm like, I'm guitar.
You're using two elbows.
It's just too much, bro. It's too risky.
That is, bro.
Did you tell a nigga you got 23 pages worth of ingredients? Like, what the fuck?
In one little shot?
How do you even share the workload of 23 goddamn ingredients? Can't do it.
I'm done with this world. Like,
I
literally.
Really take to this day. Maybe ibuprofen every occasion of headache.
I take Tylenol. I don't even take ibuprofen.
If your wheel don't work.
Right.
Occasional NyQuil.
Benadryl. I take a
Benadryl. When I feel a little tingle or something here, give me the NyQuil. Bop, gone.
Yeah, that NyQuil, yeah.
Knock it out. Other than that, I don't need all that. If I go, I go. Cancel. I'm not getting no chemo. Hey, man, pass me this shit over here. Pass me my green. This is going to get all that quickly.
Nigga, hair gone and everything.
Just what it is.
Right, it's time.
It's just goddamn time. And I tell you what it ain't going to be. It ain't going to be the COVID vaccine I die from. Nope. So I'm going to tell y'all, man. If you don't give me a taste, I'm not taking that.
Right.
It's going to put me in the back. What you got?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what can they
sick? Well, my son get sick. You can't even go in the back and, you know what I'm saying, chill with your son while he going through. You got to sit in a whole nother room while they do.
Right. Give him the vaccine. That's something.
Either let me in the back or just give him here and we going to go on about our business.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you take him back there and I ain't coming back there, you tell the whole motherfucking doctor's office quickly.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I ain't got time for that. So y'all can secretly kill minds off.
Oh, I'm giving the vaccine. Give me the vaccine. He go on your way, son.
Next you know, we trade this.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Nah. Drake, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I take it when Bill Gates take it live, and I need to see the
juice. Oh, you know. Come on, fool. That shit's not going to happen. He said,
"Use that drama.
It's gonna be all water food, all purified water food. Come on, boo. He's paying the niggas. He like, boo. Just give that nigga purified water food.
Nah, I need to know. I gotta know for sure.
That nigga is not even close taking that joke. He got these niggas up in the Illuminati. That nigga.
So like, give that nigga. Make sure that give that nigga Bill Gates some water in his vaccine. See, in America, look, y'all think I'm trifling, fee.
Then you gotta do that switch. When they get Bill Gates stuff, you like, you know what? Let me take Bill Gates. Put me, but the one you just took out, give me that one. They didn't give Bill Gates this one over here. And he was like,
cut the feed, please. I'm dehydrated. I think
I'm not feeling well.
Right. Hell nah. He got them niggas at the front door. Like, them niggas is not even. He's like, bro, you come on now. Don't even try me like that.
I need to see you too.
I'm fun in the world. No, don't do me like this.
I gotta be the tester. This is Bill. Switch. Let's play the switcheroo game. So get Bill Gates real name and start twitching. Like,
go play a game. Go ahead. No, you know, white folks get nervous. They cross their legs.
Cause you know the test, when they test you and stuff, you know, people go to pay to try new medicine and stuff. The doctors don't even know which one is the bad one. So the only people that know which one is the bad and which is the good and what's the placebo is the people paying to run the test. So not even the doctors that's giving you the stuff, they don't even know. They just like, well, this is the test. We're gonna give you something.
That's what I'm saying. Even the doctors are the dummies, foo. And most of the niggas that are above them don't even have a degree just as much as them. So the niggas that you did 12 years of school
just because it's a good job.
But this nigga done associates and know some niggas.
Oh shit! Give that nigga some fucking Viagra shots. We just gonna figure it out. I think it cures things. We don't know.
I'm not testing it on me.
That's what I'm saying, man. On another year.
I see that boy Marshawn and Akon had their debate. Finally, somebody got on Akon's ass about this kicking it with.
Bro, he's been running it with fucking Tekashi 6 fucking.
The end of the noise. Doing the argument, Marshawn was saying, yeah, you showing, so you doing a disservice to the culture, to the younger generation, because you saying this man can snitch and come out and do the same thing he been doing and prevail from it and do and make a name for yourself, whatever. Continue to reap benefits and get blessed. And Akon saying like, well, I did it because I'm trying to show him the right way and how to move. He's like, but you're not. The nigga's still out.
It's too late.
He studied doing
right.
Stupid stuff. What are you teaching him that you say you trying to help steer him in the right direction or help lead the younger generation, because his voice is just quote unquote so strong because he got X amount of Instagram followers.
Right.
And then had the nerve to be like, don't nobody know what he really go through. Well, first of all, he puts the bullshit out on social media.
That's all we know.
Second, Akon was like, well, people don't know. He's out here getting trolled by the internet. A lot of stuff he's getting trolled. I'm like, ain't that what he's been doing?
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't that what he's still doing? Like, Akon, there's no. You'll probably get more respect than niggas like, bro, I saw the check, it's money in it, I'm putting that towards Akon City. So can we agree? I'm like, you know, okay, cool. Pimp this little nigga out. Continue to be Akon City. I think that's what's his bigger goal, if I had to say. His defense of that nigga, bro, was terrible.
Right.
There's
nothing that you knowing truly about this nigga. You're just trying to make music. You walking this nigga through LA where he can get fucking, I love Martin Luther King, but get Martin Luther Kinged, literally, like, just for, like, you know what I'm saying? So he disrespected so many people in different ways, and people take certain things not likely, you know what I'm saying? Certain things are like religion to people, and like, you know, blood, crit, whatever the case may be, and then you're not even part of that blood community really no more. You done snitched on the damn near the leader of the jump. Like, you're done, fam. Just
shank bottles.
You can lead somebody somewhere, but if he ain't trying to drink that water, my nigga, let that nigga be.
Akon ain't telling me, because he would have been changed his whole swag. My shine was on there.
But certain things is just, you gotta, there's a like you said, live by the sword, die by the sword. And once you live by the sword and you swing in that motherfucker, there's a King Arthur sword ready to just cut you in half. Cause it's just, that's how life is. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can, oh, I quit game banging 20 years ago, and somebody done feel some type of way and smack your koofy off on some old gang shit. Oh, I done good. Well, you know, good dad. What is that? Like, you done all this?
Streets don't curl you, rainbow hair ass nigga.
That's what I'm saying. And he, like, I just don't get it, bro. Just.
You still trolling, my dude.
Still trolling.
Don't nobody know if it was. No, ain't no side. You finna get some time, nigga, for the shit you did. We ain't even talking about the extra shit. For the shit you got in trouble for. They said, this is what we got you doing. This is what we got you saying. These are your actions. You're gonna get this amount of years for what you done. What I can tell on some niggas and get in with that help?
No.
And he did. Oh, you gonna tell on some niggas? Okay, we'll give you a year. How much you got to tell? Everything.
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is, supposedly I think we might have had this conversation. Like, somebody was after him. They're about to knock him off. So the FBI tried to save him. But of course,
nobody trusts him.
They did kidnap him. They did kidnap him at one point.
It was the most friendliest kidnapper. It was so
quiet. They did.
He was driving.
Shut up, Nick. Yeah. Hey, William, I know your mama lived.
Peaceful ass kidnap.
It was. But, like, come on now, fam. Like, you know, I don't know. I feel like just hide out, make music, keep it the fuck moving. And
change your personal. This is a chance to change.
But even if he changed, somebody's waiting on him to smack him up.
If he would have came out with some humility, kind of in the sense like, hey, bro, I got in that life not knowing, fucking up, being a kid.
Right. I will. Right.
Season, bam, and kind of show like, I'm on some new wave. This is not how to. I know he come right out doing the same.
Snitch to you niggas all. You a rat, a really, really rat, rat.
You know, remember that video I showed you? That dude, they shot that man for raping his son.
Oh my god!
Spock in the mid. Not caring about the camera.
Not cut the cops. Nothing. Put him on live news.
Just want to get you out of here. That's it.
I don't care. I got life. Fuck it.
You're gone.
My son's beauty cheeks is spread. Still,
you know what I'm saying, he out on the same way.
That's it.
Pop Smoke just got killed, and he wasn't even on the shit you was on.
And my boy, watch, let Tekashi show some kind of address, some kind of. R.I.P. Tekashi. No, I'm not wishing death on nobody. I don't want to, you know. But once you got billions of energies trying to come for you, it just is no way around it. And not saying if you just. Just like I said, find a location where you can be at and just disappear and make music. That's cool. Live off your streams. If you streaming that good and
but he feel like stupid. He trolling. He done built the troll community. They only want to see you do life. They not understanding you could die from your.
That's what I'm saying. And you see when he was walking around LA, niggas, oh, you bitch ass nigga. That's what I'm saying. No fucking love, bro. Who wants to live like that? Like, everywhere you go, niggas, you don't know, niggas going, it takes one arm with a fucking handgun to shoot you. Them securities are you protect, so, and they can tackle all. That's it. President's getting knocked off. So what makes you think that you just running around?
I swear that security is just, they're not gonna take no bullets.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. They're big niggas, so the silhouette's huge. I'm not missing. Oh, I hit that nigga in the shoulder.
That don't hit. And they're not even their nigga bodyguards. Them all Akon. So they gonna be like, Akon, you good? Kashi, no.
No, Kashi. Sorry,
feet. Breathe, dog.
Hey, my Akon. Breathe, baby.
You can walk up on C9 like this. Hey, breathe, dog.
Come on. Come on. Do this. You can't, bro. You got the holes in your chest. I'm sorry, bro. Breathe, dog.
Say, give me the bitch. Nobody's finna. If it went there, nobody's taking a bullet for it, because you're not bringing in money like that,
bro. And at that, if you're a security guard for Tekashi, you better be getting like $1 million a year.
He lost Def Jam. Who he signed with first? Whatever label he with, ain't got enough money to pay them security.
That's what I'm saying. Alone,
like, please, bro. Please.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on now. Mm-hmm. You're a, like, you just,
you're like a little baby deer out here,
bro. Like, literally.
And if you,
well, imagine being a deer, but then lights like all over, like you just don't see, you can't see anything, because it's like at least a deer sees, okay, bam, it's this direction, and then I might jump. Get out. You got this. You're getting waxed, dude. And you're not like a, you don't, you know what I'm saying? You have colored hair and you're walking around
hard. You got this big ass spider web here, big ass 6'9" rose here. Who are you? You can't even put on a mask. You gotta go full Mrs. Doubtfire, bro. You gotta get that wigged up.
You do.
Face mask. Cause you walk in and they say, it.
You go to like one of the Gucci's food. Like, oh, we got something for you. I'm sorry. We had to assassinate you. I'm sorry. That's scary. That's what I'm saying. How to, like, bro, how do you live like
at the restaurant? It's $6.99 for your meal, sir. Oh shit.
And the waiter's like, I'm like, come on, fool. How are you living like that? John Wick? You, so you John Wicking, fool?
Wasn't it?
You ain't John Wick?
With, nah, they ain't with the $6.99 the bar.
I'm just saying, fool. You're John Wick 2 or 3, fool.
Everywhere you
fucking go. There's,
then the nigga went to the Nipsey Hustle mural. Come on, bro.
You're, it's like, oh, there's 6 feet? Okay, we'll dig 8. Because, bro, you're doing every little thing, and it's not like, you're not, it's not building up shit.
Looking at him like, dummy, stupid.
Bro, the devil's like, fool, please, you're going to dig yourself right here, literally, fool. You don't even got to die, fool. You're going to come right here, fool.
Keep your music going.
Just keep
it. It's tippy hot.
That's it, fool. And I really don't, there's no content within them. It's the same yelling, Stiffy with this sticky, she licked on my blicky, and it's sticky, and I might hit, and that's iffy. Like, there's nothing that you're saying. I don't under, like, okay, cool. Then he speaks Spanish. That's about it. Cool.
Hardly uses that. Like, you could have been doing something with me, but spend no time on.
Suck on my blicky? What does that mean? That means like little, super little meat.
Young nigga stuff. Remember,
suck on my blicky.
Niggas just got the whole pop dance now. It's like, man, I told you. I wish you can pull a video of Engineer Me. We can add it on to the. Them boys was like grinding the pepper. He was, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
When I seen that, bro, I was just like, we are. So. And there's nothing wrong with being homosexual, and we're accepting it as normal, like normality. Like, we're just, it's cool. It's cool to suck dick as a man.
It's finna get back to them Greek days.
That's all. Everybody. It's all that is left. That's it. Who, men are for pleasure, and women are for reproduction. That's just what it is. Oh, fool, I suck my nigga dick, fool. That's my homie, fool. I suck that nigga balls, bro. Real good, bro. What? That's a normal conversation, fool.
Hell no.
That's a normal conversation. That's where we're going to. I soaked on his blicky, fool.
Nasty nigga.
I tickle his blicky and he nutted quickly. Like, fool. And that's what I don't understand. And I'm just like, I'm glad I'm at this. I'm, like we said, middle child. Like, we can understand.
Like, but the click
that's it, fool. If you're in a heterosexual male and you're learning how to suck mate, I just would pray for you. I'm just gonna pray for you
about that.
I mean, I'm just saying that you're hetero,
but you are.
But you're practicing on nut tickling and like that's just and gooch licking. That's not. That's I don't know, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't have the right answers. And I just know what I want, and that's a woman with crazy fucking ass, and give head like a professor. Fuck it. So that's it for me. I don't ask for much, and loyalty and love. As the last episode,
loyalty, love,
and peace.
Peace. It sounds like getting a lot of
not a lot of peace nowadays, but
not a lot of peace.
Not. A little bit of loyalty, I can't lie, but the piece is just, I think the piece is
good, trust.
Absolutely.
That piece. Look, is something.
Yeah. Because some people.
You need that.
Some people think chaos is peace. Like being in constant chaos. Oh, he cares about me.
No, bitch, he's treating you like Blanket, like Michael Jackson did Blanket, nigga. Like every night. That doesn't make sense.
This b-boying you.
Like, bro, like what kind of relate? Like that's love to certain people.
Yeah,
getting blicky.
That's what, I blicky.
Hey, babes, you love me?
Sure do. Not making fun of.
No, domestic violence. We don't condone that.
I grew up around these shows.
I've been through it.
Light of situation,
right? Yeah. But I'm just saying, as women, don't hit on a man if you ain't ready to take it back. I'm just saying. Just don't even do it.
But that like that one video, girl slapped old dude and he pushed her in the water. I think that's perfectly fine.
Right. Absolutely.
You're a little hot and you're a little steam. Let me cool you off.
Right. Or the apples. Right. Come on now. What happens, fool? I'm sorry.
I got a question. What is a man to do when you put hands or you throw things of heavy sort objects at his face? What is he supposed to do? Just let you have it? Cause if that was a woman, she wouldn't let you do that. You wouldn't allow that to happen. Him as a man wouldn't allow another man to do that. So why do you do it?
She threw fucking ripe ass apples at the nigga. And it's
here.
Yes, come on, fool.
He ain't even choking, fool. He grabbed her.
That's it, fool.
That's in the realm.
That's it. That's nothing.
I can do this.
You're right. I can jerk you. Yeah, snatch you up.
I'm not physically.
I'm not doing. That's it.
Stretch this bitch out.
That's it, fool. You can walk around naked. And I might get turned on afterwards. It's just like, okay.
What I didn't like about that video, everybody was so quick to jump on him, right? But nobody said anything to her about throwing the fucking apple.
Bro, she was close too. She was shotgunning this nigga with apples. He like, spoof. Bro, and she did. Like, literally, she caught back. Literally, bro, she.
Nobody said, whoa, Gino.
Bro, they let her throw them apples, fool.
They laughed at me. Now, if he would have got them. You want apples? These applesauce. Smash this shit.
Bro, come on now. Like, come on, fool.
He was in the rice.
And he let it slide at first, fool.
And see, ladies, y'all, some of y'all get into the notion that y'all think every man is raised to not hit a woman. My mama told me to hit a bitch if she puts her hands on you.
That's so. my mama too.
That comes from a woman. She said, don't let no one put their hands on you. So that come from your kind. So why is you up in niggas' faces like you got them hands? Now, if you got them hands, you got them hands.
Yeah,
but be prepared to take some hands.
That's it.
Because this is now a fight.
It is a fight.
Like, you can't claim domestic violence when you're the antagonizer. No, this is just a fight. But you threw some apples. This is now a fight.
Absolutely.
It's not domestic violence, though. You started a fight. What is niggas supposed to do? Big green-ass Granny Smith apples. Apples will kill you, bro. You put two of them in a sock, or you put one.
Right. Absolutely.
You gonna. Every time you eat you, I'm bruising you.
Yes, fool. Them shit. Nah, I
know.
Right.
Knocking, she lose every time.
That's what I'm saying, fool.
But she can get away. He can't grab no shirt collar, bro.
He just snatched her up. That was it. Bitch, you trying to try me?
Like, that's it.
That's it. That's all he did. Get him, shit.
We will not have that. And bitch, was talking to him, I said, bro, you don't get out of my face.
Fool, I would. That's what I'm saying.
We not going to have this.
And I'm not going to have
that. Right. Since you got all the answers, relay this message to that dick.
He said, relay this message.
She not getting nothing. They're also going to be out.
And then the whole time, she was, oh, he this and that. And, oh, he don't have this. I'm like. And like
she said, I did it playing. I was playing. You don't play throw no apples at a nigga
face. At a nigga face hard, nigga. Come on. I just joking with you, fee.
Oh, think fast. Here come an apple at you.
Nah. You didn't even say no think fast. You were laughing the whole time.
She's like, I'm gonna throw these apples. I'm like, ready to duck. I already said you gotta play the room. You gotta know what's going. She was I'm like, yeah. She about to throw them apples for all the snow. I ain't seen it coming. He was just chilling.
He was chilling, bro.
Then
walked off and laughed.
Hit him in the eye.
Then laughed at him, fool.
tooth come out.
Oh, yeah.
Is he wrong for tombstoning through the table now?
Grab my shoulders.
You want your back arched, huh?
I know my.
I'm done.
I could now tell our son, hey, don't let no woman put her hands on you. Ladies, men ain't out here telling their sons to defend themselves against women. It's these mamas telling.
That's what I'm saying. That's right.
You shouldn't put your. The woman, the one that told me, knock a bitch out.
Right. Now, we don't condone, and it's just like. If you're trying to be loving to your husband, he just sock you in your shit.
Then, yeah.
He just drilling. I love you, honey. I want you. Go to sleep. I'm sleeping in bed with you.
We talking about this.
Yes. Like, if you starting shit and the nigga trying to run away, walk away, and you're antagonizing, you ain't, like Kevin Hart, you ain't gonna do nothing, nigga. Like, and then when she do it, she be like, ah, help! Oh my God! I can't see! I'm like, come on now.
White people syndrome. It's be on you. White people be all in your face. You're not gonna do nothing. Calling y'all type of words, spitting your hands on you. Minute you put your hand, oh my gosh, I'm calling. Like, you wanted this, bro.
Right.
Why is it such a shock?
Why is it a shock?
You get hands put on you, bro.
Why is it a shock? Don't get it.
Don't talk shit without your hands up.
Right.
Be prepared to get.
I don't get it. You run up and they chest bump. I don't get that.
What did you say to me, sir? Not getting that close. I already, if y'all have seen some of these previous shows, I have a threshold. You cannot cross that.
Right.
Because the minute you cross it, there is hands coming towards you.
Absolutely.
No questions asked. I don't need any questions. I don't need any explanation. Because once you cross it, you said you're ready to fight.
Absolutely. I had a situation. I was in my whip. The female grabbed my phone and I chased her. I'm like, get my phone. He's like, "Foo, don't put your hands on." I'm like, I just grabbed my phone. And it would run up on me. I said, "Spoof, keep your distance." He's like, "You know what? I'm gonna get back in the car, Foo. Don't put your hands on her." Yes. I was like, "Bro, don't run up on me like that. Go take your sorry ass back into that car." I didn't do nothing but grab my phone.
So would you, if you saw somebody in the, like,
white dude too,
man.
He's like, "Foo, don't put your hands on." I said, "Spoof." Alright, Foo, just don't do that. It walked it right back and just went, closed his door. It's like,
would you help a chick out if she was getting, you seen a domestic violence, something going on?
I would probably say, "Hey, chill, Foo. Don't go to jail for it, Foo."
Fight?
No. Cause she might have did something to make the nigga go over. You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
Right.
But I'm not gonna say it's all women. You know, niggas are abusive, can be abusive.
I just call a po-po. Cause you never, these niggas these days,
we don't know.
Simping. Niggas is killing over 2 month relationship.
That's it, fool. Niggas kill them and then themselves.
Niggas is dying over vagina and ding-a-ling after 2.5 weeks of love, and niggas is in love. These YouTube, some of these relationship couples be together for 5 months and got a whole house together and YouTube and it and make. I'm like, boy, y'all is
fast. Speedy Gonzalez, fool. And then don't be the nigga they want to be with, but then be pregnant. And then you be like, damn, fool, this nigga ain't shit, fool. Yeah, but then you so pressed on, it's comfortable. He got money, so we're good.
I want a relationship. Like, quit pressing for
that. That's what I'm saying. Because that nigga may not be right for you. Whether he paid for the bill or not. It's just like, okay, how you move? Okay, this nigga. That's what our society is encouraging. Okay, he's a basketball player. But the 90% of the time, they do not be with the woman that they have a child with. Let's just keep it 100.
Nah.
Tristan Thompson had to maybe like sacrifice his life to get back with Chloe, because as we all have seen, he had two Jones in the club kissing on him. He's getting head from one in the fucking club. Why he's with Chloe? Like, come on, bro.
Okay. Beaches. What's that first? You gotta know a nigga, bro. We watched this show. What's it called? Is it Married at First Sight? Niggas, I'm talking about niggas is literally meeting for the first time at the wedding altar, getting married, and then gotta go on through they did like 4 months, then determine if they're gonna stick it out for the rest of their lives after the show go off. But niggas be on that trip and like, oh, he didn't come home last night. It hurts my feelings. And we're married. Like, bitch, he met you yesterday.
Right.
I wouldn't put nothing past nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought he loved me. No. This one chick got with an ex-NBA player, this white dude. I said no. And the way she came in was all wrong. She came in, oh my God, he's so fine. Gave him the booty on the first night.
Head him up.
He get that all day.
Yeah.
From the groovy love.
If you come different, okay, cool.
Then he got the draw. Nigga, the first week, the nigga was dipping out the crib, not coming home. She at home crying. He got the camera, oh my God. He's like, this used to being on my own.
Right, that's the only excuse he got.
You don't know this. That's what I'm saying. Shouldn't even matter.
Right.
One chick got with a dude. They got married. He found out the marriage that she a virgin. I was like,
And we had an episode about that coming.
I said, you need it, bro. You can't go. And when it came down to it, he was like, so, do you want to stay married or get a divorce? And he was like, nah, I got to get divorced because she not, her intimacy level and foundation.
That's what I'm saying, is not there.
And she think, oh, well,
I'm fresh. And
he was explaining to her, he was like, yeah, there's different forms of intimacy, talking, being together, cuddling. And she was like, so why does that matter if we had sex? I'm like, because that's the ultimate form.
Absolutely.
That's how you reinvent. If you don't know how to rock the sheets, you don't even know how to rock your own sheets. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to get yourself off, let alone another nigga, a dude coming into your sexual sphere. You might not even, far you know, you might not even like diggling because you never had it.
Right.
You might know what, this is not for me. Now you married to a nigga. You don't like diggling, but you don't have to try.
I like, go beat a couple cheeks and then we might be able to
come back and holler.
If you can, you know, use both hands while you sucking me, you good.
You gotta know these niggas, man. Y'all be ready to kill over 2 months. And
two
man,
fucking when a
nigga
months.
Cheat on him. You don't know that nigga, man. You don't know him. You don't know him, bro. Let them.
The 90-day fiance and all that shit. I just don't get it.
Going to work.
It's not. It's maybe a handful of relationships that. Okay, cool. We see. Okay, but it's
like two niggas.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because it's consistency and being that same. Because like I see a lot of posts. Oh, keep that same energy when I first met you. Bitch, it's gonna change after the fact. Like after you, that's what I'm saying. You grow. It's not gonna be the same every time. See, women are so picky now. And oh, be consistent about this. Be consistent. But the thing is, it's gonna change once you, or when, like with me, I'll say this. You can't be moving shitty and then want to have sex or want to do this or want to do. I just don't understand that. Oh, it's all good. Like, oh, I'm there for you. Okay, cool. You're there being shitty. What does that mean to me?
Without the peace, you need.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, love. What's it? Love, loyalty, and peace.
But you okay? You're peaceful, but you're cheating on me. Okay.
Need all three.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you guys too.
Oh, you don't love me. You're loyal.
And it's peaceful.
It's peaceful.
I don't love you.
But I don't love you. Like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, right.
You eat the three.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I just don't understand that.
You suck me dick on the daily.
Daily.
You can dismiss all the niggas that you want. But if that house is full of
chaotic, turmoil, absolutely.
You're not going to keep it.
It's not.
You might get cheated.
You might get cheated. Right. It goes vice versa.
Might get cheated. I don't know.
Vice versa.
I can't speak for you. I know a man's is love, loyalty, and quality. If you ain't got them three, bro, you might mess around and get cheated on. Or left. One of them. You choose. This three, this is it. Love. A lot of y'all do that anyway. Period. Because you wouldn't be with some of the niggas that y'all with if you did. Loyalty.
Right. And my nigga said the realest
shit. In there.
Right. That piece, that's it. It is hard. And you know, Murph, he said some real shit. He's like, you know, women want that nigga, you know, the you know, they always condemn the nigga that looks dressed nice. And bro, you know how many times I've got, oh, you look like a hoe. What does a hoe fucking look like? Do I wear like Santa Claus suit? What's that? you dress like you got hoes. How do you know that?
I'm supposed to raggedy.
That's what I'm saying. But then, once a woman get cheated by ugliness, that's the worst feeling in the universe. That's because she like, so like, which one do you want? Not saying looks mean anything, but at the same time, like, give a nigga something. I seen a lot of, I ain't gonna lie, there's been a couple joints on my Instagram be with these, not saying it, these iffy looking, like, bro, tall T wearing, has loose neck, like, fool, their church be loose as shit with a beard and think, oh, I'm trying to suck his dick on the way home.
And he's still rocking the Jabos and big T's.
I'm just like, I am done. I am like done. I'm just like, okay.
Shags, man, shags.
Yeah, bro. And I just, and maybe they be different on the gram with the, you know, their personal everyday interaction, but it's just like, you like, they think ugly niggas is gonna save their, I can settle, he won't cheat on me. Stop.
If you ain't got love, loyalty, and peace, whether he's the handsomest nigga in the world or he's the most ugly, you're gonna get cheated on the left. It's simple as that.
And it's gonna hurt even more if he's ugly and he's cheating on you.
You're gonna feel like, that ugly nigga, I did this and that.
Hey, it's gonna hurt even more. Yeah. Right.
That's the reason why y'all be sleeping with these little.
Cheating's wrong. That's what I'm saying. Be dark, black, crusty ass niggas. Got a little beard. Oh, he look good.
He does. No, y'all get
wrong. Niggas pushing 40. Either they got hella kids. They be pushing 40, hella kids. If they have no kid, bro, there's something going on.
Thug loving.
They fall for it. And I'm just like, I'm dying. I'm just like, okay, cool. And why, I would say, look, why would you not want to be with a nigga that has a little sense of style, a little sense of self? Being with a couple Jones, okay, cool. I'm not pressed on no pussy. I'm not.
Because you didn't have it.
Bro, more head than durags. Literally, I'm going to keep it 100. Bro, balls, gooch leg, hey, ass. Bro, I've done it all, bro. Got a lot of head. More
shower caps.
More head than dreads.
More head than hair dryers.
More head than pillows.
Listen, babe. More head than hair curlers.
More head than wigs.
Now, man, we're going to
do it. I'm coming for it. Look, I come with, bro. I think, bro, I love head. That's just what it is.
I have more black heads than an acne victim.
Okay. Hey, more head than lace front. Fuck it. Fuck it.
You see?
I'm sorry, food. So you're not like, come on.
Oh, mouth and face mash.
Hey, absolutely.
You understand? It's like, so it's not. It's all the same.
It's all the same. It's not. I'm not pressed for having it.
Hey, it's a. I don't know if I said it on this show, but I forgot what it was. It was a post I seen. It said, "Hoes make the best boyfriend." Or the best men.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We're not pressed for anything. I'm gonna be the last thing on my list to do is loyalty to you. That's the last thing I have to do. And I'm gonna go, I'm gonna ride or die for you. I don't need to have three, so I done had that. Cool.
Been done it all.
Been done it all. Literally. So ladies, don't, when you see me in person, don't feel like, oh, I can't. I'm the, like, more, I probably not like pressed on a lot of shit. Sometimes more than a lot of niggas. It's just, it doesn't impress. There's nothing to, I'm not saying there's nothing to look forward to, but there's nothing that I need to accomplish. And I'll say in the sexual aspect of everything, there's nothing I need to do.
Nothing.
Right. And just destroy your, take my Tonga Ali. And destroy you for 9 hours straight. Where it could.
That's too long. Why would you want?
Give or take.
9 hours.
Give or
why
take.
Do you want to be in
BMW? I'm on cardio. So. Give or take.
See? Chris Collins had more head than Clippers.
Oh, yeah, that's my nigga, Chris Collins. That's my nigga, dog. Yeah. He know the bar scheme is off the... Hey, more head than headphones, nigga. But, hey, but no, real shit. Yeah, man. Seriously. Yeah.
You can go out there.
We could, bro. We could.
More head than activated. Right. Skull caps.
More head than combs. So, fuck it, friend. We can go all day.
More head than jerry curls. Been on movie, yeah.
Yeah, more head than cell phones.
That's a lot of ear action.
Ears. Head.
Ear, head, nostril. All
right, fuck it. More. I get more mouth than toothbrushes, nigga. Oh no, hold on. The pink toothbrushes. Not the gay ones either. I'm just Julian. Oh, he said he like penguins. I'm sorry.
Something to be mad about.
Yeah, somebody gonna be upset. Like, love the gay community, love the LP.
Me too.
All of them. Yes.
Beating
tongue only.
Need all that extra, bro. 30 minutes to now at the max.
Good. Okay.
You gotta up your intensity, bro. Your intensity ain't there.
Well, because I like I said, I want to intrigue my own self. Like, I want to intrigue myself. Once you've done like a lot of different things and been over, you know, different countries, didn't
that was just how long you can be for cheap, Frank.
Right. I think I could be loyal to the frame. I really could if I really wanted to. But you gotta be able to, you know, be major league and throw it at me. You gotta throw me something.
But really?
Every
time. About now.
Now.
Because younger self.
Oh, no. You can throw whatever you want. I might be gone by the time it comes. Where'd he go? Where the fuck he go? Nah, but no. Nowadays, I'm just on some chill shit. I want to love unconditionally. I want to love. In every type of way, emotionally, spiritually, everything. And if I can have that in reciprocation, baby, we could do that. You know what I'm saying? And I want to meditate and all that. So don't hesitate to hit my phone.
To then, he will be diving in reach.
To then, I'm a professional diver. No, I was playing. I'm giving you the front flips, back flips.
Give more ribs than Dickies would.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I get more thighs than Rudy's chicken, baby. Let's go.
No ribs, man. You gotta get the ribs.
Okay. Well, shit. I can get more ribs than x-rays. Shit. The fuck you mean? Shit. Whatever way you want. Whatever how you want it, my niggas. You want ribs. Shit. Riblets. But at the end of the day, it's all love. Is this and being honest with your own self, like, is being completely honest. You don't have to hide anything about being yourself. If somebody make you feel like you can't be yourself, then you don't need to have them around in your life. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be me. So when I go to my grave, I'm like, that nigga was real. He kept shit. He loved some hoes with some ass.
You niggas too, right? Y'all quit getting mad. You niggas be busting all the cheeks, but your girl can't have but one or two dinglings on her wrist.
That's what I'm saying.
You simping ass weak niggas.
Gotta let that shit ride, fool. Let people grow, fool.
You know what I'm saying?
Let people evolve.
She got enough to jiggle your balls,
right? Her one pair of balls.
Appreciate them brothers that came before.
And the ones with the one nuts. Come on now.
They're like all mics. Just pass down knowledge of. So when she gets to that one, she's able to hit
you. Bro, she's hitting you 101.
Look out. Everything. You got the Louisiana smack.
He's stupid.
He's stupid. Colorado.
Yeah, he got the Colorado.
She can pass down.
She did. God. Absolutely. The one for all. You pass down the one for all. You know, that's it. Just retaining knowledge, literally.
Yeah, she retaining knowledge from all the past villains, all the past super neat. She done came. Now she's bringing that knowledge to you.
Right, man. You got to cherish the head or whatever the case, the knowledge or whatever.
She might not like getting her hair pulled if it wasn't for the third nigga before you. You know what I'm saying? You got to appreciate it.
Right.
Niggas be wanting to hit 1,000 bitches, but you want your chick only had one or two niggas on. But then I wonder why she can't suck meat right.
That's what I'm saying.
Why you ain't trying to give me nothing? You want the one that only been with two knees?
That's what I'm saying.
She ain't used to.
She's not used to throwing ass. I did a joint with a
not a headlock, but a body lock. When she was, you know, she was like, I was like this, but she was riding jump, like riding.
Oh, she was off to the
side. I like, just move your head. Get over here. Let me, ugh. And just, I just want to see all ass. Just
wrap her up.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's a Wesley Pipe, Ellie.
That's it, fool.
Yeah. $59.99.
But that being said, love yourself. Be yourself. And shit, wake up to love another day, baby. That being said,
another coming to the end. But before we get out, make sure y'all to subscribe to the page, Dreamers League Network. Subscribe to the Uncut Knowledge page. You know what I'm saying? You can personally go to all our Instagram. Subscribe to them. Subscribe to the Uncut Knowledge Instagram. Show love, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because we show love with, regardless. But it'd be nice to show some love. Let's reciprocate the love to each other, man. Reciprocate it, Mike.
Reciprocate it, Mike.
Reciprocate it, Mike.
Not precipitate it, Mike.
Is that all? Did we plug all this stuff? To the Uncut Knowledge, vphrase.20. Follow that. Y'all know the Uncut Knowledge Pod. That's the Instagram. Uncut Knowledge Podcast for YouTube, too, right? Uncut Knowledge for Podcast, Dream Elite Network for the main page with everything. The circumcises everything. You got Coach behind the camera at Kicks with Coach. That's CIX_X_Coach. CIX with the
Kicks with Coach.
Get your shoes looked in, man.
Bro, really. I should have brought one of mine, but he's filthy. He's
everything.
Filthy.
You got some Jordan that you still want to rock with, but a little beat up.
Yeah, I need some restorations on mine. Some of mine. My shit look
I
like.
I got some I want to get you.
Been crib walking 20 years or no more.
But with that being said, we out. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Promise you'll never forgive me. Believe in me, I'ma go get it. Never could believe it. Many nights in my city, and we were riding around and we were getting it. Just promise you'll never regret it. I believe in you, we can go get it.